Mulebauer. You ready?
Eaglebauer?
Yep. I'm hitting it.
Egret.
I'm hitting it. I'm not hitting it. Where is it? I'm not hitting it.
You don't have to. Hey, look, there's no rules, man.
That's true.
It's the present day. It's the future.
All right. Hey, everybody. Short version of the theme. You know what?
Short, is this a short version of the show, too? Did I miss the memo?
Mm-mm. The Remy-mo? No, but you know when The Office comes on? I always hope it's going to be the short version of the theme. I always hope that, like, it's just going to be the one that's like, dan, 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 bang, with that, like, really,
right.
It's kind of like a nasty edit, because it's
pretty
know,
short to begin with.
Yeah, but they'll do the one sometimes where they don't even show the people's names, really.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, it's the little build, and then it's the big fanfare at the end, and it's just a jarring edit. But I always hope that's what it is.
I hope
I
they do
right
that.
Down to the meat.
I hope they do that with the whole show. Come in, give me two jokes, and then get out.
That's right.
Surgical strike, Office.
Give me the two jokes.
Give me the two jokes that I'm really going to enjoy, and then the rest of it, I just...
Yeah.
I think I might be done with that show now.
Oh, just wait. It'll be done with you soon enough.
Okay, good. I mean, I can always just stop watching it, but it's hard when you've committed...
I know.
...to four seasons, right? The four seasons.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hard habit to break, but you know, sometimes you got to reevaluate your relationship.
Ooh.
With a television show.
Okay.
Phew. Yeah, I don't know. No, it's still decent watching, but it's not it's kind of at the bottom of my list now. It's kind of like, well, what else is there? Digging around through the
only real show on Thursday night. Is Park
I already
Rack,
ate all
man.
The Cheetos and the pretzels. What's left?
Park versus Rec is the only
yes.
true show on Thursday night.
That's solid gold, but after next season, they should cancel it or finish it.
Well, I guess there's going to be no Brandon White this season. He's leaving at the end of the season.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, and Rob Lowe
and somebody else.
Yeah.
They said
so,
was I forget yeah. who now.
So that you know,
yeah, that's whatever. Doesn't matter.
You know, we
only
know John Lovitz.
We only need Ron Swanson anyway, so.
Yeah. John Lovett's the only real way to save a sitcom.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Just look at all the good he did.
Which one did he save?
News Radio.
And?
Get a Life?
The Critic?
Yeah.
The Simpson?
Yeah. Rock
John
High School?
Subway Commercial?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I don't think that guy has done anything good.
Yep, a rip rap. No, he's not good. That's why.
And then even when... Oh, but he was on Saturday Night Live, remember?
Oh.
Remember everyone who's on Saturday Night Live is funny?
Untouchably funny.
Mm-hmm. That show deserves a lot of credit and a lot of respect. It gets it. It gets more than enough, but it does deserve it. It's an institution. It delivers comedy at an audience
at a specified
it has its
time.
Role, but I think it gets let's not talk about this, but
yeah.
But Spy versus Spy, let's not talk about this, but
yeah.
20 minutes later
but
anyway, I don't know, but
that's
it's
funny.
Funny
you ever
it's,
notice that, Brian? You ever notice how like if we try not to talk about stuff, we always talk about it, but if we try to talk about something, we can't even touch it, like we wander away from it.
That's true. No, but I think there was a backlash against that show.
What show?
I don't know. Saturday Night Live.
Are you talking about Saturday Night Live again?
Saturday Night Live. I'm trying to say all the words. It's my new thing. What are you... You're a dork. there's a lot of And, you know, it ebbs and flows. There's a lot of backlash, and people think that that show's no good. And it's the same. It's just the same. It's always been the same.
Blacklash.
You don't. If you don't like it, it didn't get better or worse. You changed. That's what I say about that. I think it's.
Yes, dude. I was thinking about that yesterday. I was thinking about like pointy pink Kramer guitars and big hair and zebra pants and all Zubas and all.
You're always thinking about that.
I was thinking about all that. I was thinking about all the stuff ever that, like, you know, you look back, it's like, oh, what were we thinking? We were thinking it was cool because it was.
Yeah.
Everything that was cool at the time, it would, like, even though it may seem like ridiculous now, like,
those
it was
things
still
did
cool
not
at the time.
Themselves become uncool. That guitar didn't magically change its shape into a Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's still the same thing. Like, when things actually do change, then you get, oh, they changed the recipe to Coca-Cola.
Right.
It's not as good anymore. Okay, well, maybe. Maybe you have a case. But when it's always been the same,
mm-hmm.
and it's you don't like it anymore, that's you. And
it's
that's
like,
fine. It's okay.
When,
it's allowed.
When that stuff was all, like, whatnot, when, like, the stuff that seems, like, horribly tacky and dated today, it's like, well, when it was new, when that was at the time, it was a reaction to the thing that came right before it. And
yes.
In the context of that, seemed wholly appropriate.
Sure. Wholly appropriate.
Wholly appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Felt appropriate on the whole, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hey. Or her.
On the ridge. The rough.
The rough. Like an Elizabethan ruff around it. Collar.
Yeah.
Pointy, lacy collar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a dog cone. Dog cone made of lace. What?
So you can't lick your wounds?
Oh.
Imagine if you could.
Yep. I know it.
Kind of get someone else to do that.
So you ate something yesterday. You had a steak and then you had a burger. And you didn't like the burger, but you did like the steak.
How did you know?
Nigh constant communication for years.
Oh, that. I forgot. Yeah, I did. Yeah, made myself a nice steak. It was delicious. It was really good. And then later on, that was sort of like for lunch, kind of. Sort of like late lunch.
Yeah.
Pre-dinner. And then for a later dinner. We just got I finally went to that new Fatburger by my house. It's like a block away. So
nice.
I'd never had it before. Had a burger, just plain regular one with cheese. Did not enjoy it.
Mm.
Well, I enjoyed it okay, but
you don't like cheese.
I love cheese.
You don't like bun.
Well, yeah, bun is kind of the worst part for me.
Yeah.
It's kind of a necessity there. It's just, really it's the holder.
I think it's the sopper.
It's
think you need that bun in your gut.
It's an edible glove to me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Also it helps to slow down that you know, grease impact in your...
Yes, yeah, definitely. You can't, like, I don't want to eat one without a bun, but to me, you know, if you put it like in a wrap, I would say, well, that's gross, it's not really a hamburger, but I will still eat that.
You know,
you wrap it in a lettuce leaf, I go, come on.
You're not even trying.
It was already going to have lettuce anyway, you're not adding anything. You're adding more lettuce.
What if you just wad some rice around it?
Yeah, I might be into that. Like then, rice cake sort of rice patty thing or something.
And then dip that in liquid bun. You know what I've had a couple times is...
dough juice.
Mac wraps.
Oh, yeah, how are those?
It's a Big Mac and a tortilla.
Yeah, I know that, but how are they?
Tastes just like that. Tastes exactly like...
I would understand if someone said, you know what, it's really not the same. Not the same with a wrap. Don't like it.
And no,
if
that it's was, just as good.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's got plenty of the orange in it, you know?
yeah.
And you can... it's the best for eating while driving. You can't really eat a Big Mac while you drive, but you can totally throw down tortilla-based foods.
Do you ever read a Big Mac when you're driving?
No. I usually read, like, Tape Op and Wired.
Yeah.
And eat a sandwich, talk on the phone.
Yep.
Drive
you,
with the
do you not have
sandwich.
Hands-free legislation there?
Hands-free steering wheel.
It's controlled by... Stylus.
Just leaning. I put some sweet trucks on my car.
They nice. Bobsleigh. They introduced that here where it's illegal to use a handy phone while you drive. You have to use a jaw piece.
What if you hold it with your shoulder?
I don't know. Yep. I don't know
gray
how
area.
Would...
And as soon as there's a gray area, the whole law is invalid.
That's kind of true, huh?
Yep.
Hmm.
It's illegal to download music online. Well, what about, like, public domain stuff? Well, what about, you know, what if the label is folded? What if there's no one could possibly be collecting money on it? What, all right, fine.
What if I've already bought it?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Here's my idea. I'm going to take my pants off for this one.
And not even, like, I own that CD, but I have paid money for this album in the past. Do I really need to buy it twice?
Right.
Can we have some sort of voucher for that? And they do that with... new vinyl now comes with, like, a lot of times comes with free MP3 downloads, and you're like, sweet, because I'd, you know, I don't want to like rip this myself, and I don't want to buy a digital copy for my thing. And they just give it to you. And you're like, fuck, all right, give it to me. Ah, movies. What about if movies came with free soundtrack MP3 downloads?
That would be nice.
That would be a nice bonus, right?
You know, they sell those DVDs with digital copies of the stuff now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Just like a DivX, like AVI or something. Just
it's
right
all DRM'd up, though. It's no.
Yeah, really, though?
I know.
Come on. We can get around that. I'll just take a cam. I'll take a camcorder and record my computer screen.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll use one of those new iPod Nanos with the video camera. And I won't even have to convert it to iPod format. I'll just record it onto the iPod, and it'll be there for me. I can watch that movie.
Maybe
I'll
go down to the Goodwill
twice, I guess. But
I'm gonna dump off 30 VHS copies of an Avatar cam just down at the Goodwill there, and just be like, "There you go, folks, ho folks." Now here's my idea, Brian. This is why I took my pants off for this idea right here.
You loosened your buckle.
You know how when you go to the grocery store, sometimes they have those like coin swabbers, you know, where you can like dump a whole bunch of coins into one big swabber and then it poops out bills?
Yes, I do know about those, and I wish I had one around me somewhere.
Check this.
You put videos in.
No, you just dump in a whole box of CDs, and then it just rips them right there, poots it onto a little flash drive for you, and recycles the discs.
That would be amazing.
That would be the best.
I don't know how that would be possible to do.
What?
Well,
you dump it in him too. I mean, it's like a chute, and the real robot hands smash all the cases and get the disc out, rip the disc, and then smash the disc.
Can't we just pay somebody in India to do that for us?
The travel time.
Oh yeah, delivery and yeah. Never mind.
That way you'd be getting rid of the CDs and retaining your music, and it'll be tagged up and sortinized and organoid and all that.
I don't know how it would do that though.
Why?
Well, you mean like actual physical CD music that you bought from a store?
Yeah, you take like a whole box of CDs, like a box.
Okay, because if it was like burned CDs and you know like mix compilations, it wouldn't know what to tag them as.
Right.
And so that would be kind of a problem.
That would be a big warning right on the thing. No, fuck that. Who can? No.
Well, those are the ones I want to recycle. Is all the burned stuff that I don't.
Well, you can just throw that away.
Yeah, you're right. You can throw everything away, really. It's easy.
Yeah, it's true. But I'm saying that you know, like, because you're not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're trading one for one on your copies of the thing. So that right there should be like, hey, legality, this is what. Because those discs are destroyed as soon as they get into that machine. As soon as it's done ripping, it's destroyed.
Shredded.
Right in front of you. There's a little viewport.
Maybe it could juice them.
Yes.
And then you
normalize them? Oh, juice them, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
I don't know. What about a juice machine at the grocery store where you just, like, take everything you just bought and you make a smoothie out of it?
Oh, yeah. Could you just jug up all my groceries here?
Yeah, it was easier to carry.
Yep. Easier to digest.
Yep. Anyway, that burger was expensive, and I will not be going back to that place.
Really?
Didn't care for it. It was fine, but it was that regular burger with cheese was like $8.50. Which, if you're going to a restaurant and ordering a hamburger, you might pay that much. But if you're going to any fast food place, you're paying half as much as that. So I would rather enjoy two fast food burgers. I would enjoy two of them more than that.
Okay.
What am I saying? Anyway, no.
Two's better than one. Two's better than one.
Always.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like it's like that.
All right.
Yeah.
So fat burger gets the big thumb down.
Did not care for it. No, it was, yeah. I've had better. I've had better.
There's
better places in the neighborhood to go for $8, $9 burger.
How was the ambience?
Oh, it was really cramped. It was like you walk in and like the counter is like right there, and there's kind of nowhere to go. So if you walk in and you're looking at the menu, and other people are trying to like walk in and out or like get by, there's nowhere to go.
How was the shit?
Did not see it.
Oh.
Could have used it while I was waiting. But there was a lot of TVs everywhere, and they had little TVs. There's sort of like a window bar that you can sit at, the not table, but just like a little seat
little
at the window.
On the window. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That, but then there was little TVs which you could control yourself.
Huh.
Which probably are gonna get all greasy and shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't touch them.
What'd you watch then?
Weather Channel. Weather Channel was on, and what was the other thing? Don't know, I forget.
I think the Weather Channel's too broad.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think there's so many, there's enough room for enough stations, you know what I'm saying?
Like there should be a Weather Channel specifically for each city?
Each type of weather.
Oh, like where is it raining today?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me tell you, it's raining in Vancouver.
I don't have to watch the Weather Channel. I don't give a shit where it's fucking snowing today. I only want to know if it's going to rain today. Here. I know it's not going to snow, so why do I have to sit through two and a half hours of impending snow?
You want like a Magic 8 Ball or something?
I just want a lot of Weather Channels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just use the internet.
Nah.
Although, you know what? That is kind of a crutch, you know? Just use internet.
Yeah.
Buy an iPhone. You will always have internet to look at. But we should not be relying on that because one day it won't be there.
I want to get one of them iPhone Airs. You see that thing today?
We're going to forget how to use our televisions. And so, you know, everybody should check in with your television every once in a while. Make sure you don't forget how to use it. Because one day there's going to be no computers and all we're going to have left is television. And if you don't know how to use it, you're going to feel like a dummy.
You know, I do kind of feel like a dummy because my remote for my TV is very old and a lot of the function labels have worn off.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get my TV to do something the other day and I could not do it.
And then you can get a universal remote, which won't work.
Right.
I've never seen one of those work properly. Or if it does, you're kind of like, well, it doesn't have all the buttons I need.
Yeah. The thing is, they do, if when they work, sometimes, like, the functions are mislabeled, and also, like, two things will happen at once. That's the worst.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you out, man. I'm trying to, like,
I've got this...
multitask.
I got this little portable DVD player. And
yeah.
if I try to... What is it? Oh, if it's anywhere near the TV remote and I try to turn up the TV, it fast forwards the disc in that little DVD player.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
IR interference.
Yep. I guess boop, boop, boop is a commonly retranslated... that's if you point a remote at your guitar pickups, it goes boop, 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 boop.
Really?
Yeah. Different remotes make different noises, too.
Huh.
Check it out. It's fun. I believe that was already on a podcast. Number 23.
Oh, no. I've forgotten everything.
Number 23.
I'm old. Where did my life go?
You don't remember Spider's Pie podcast number 23 when you were all like...
Who painted a beard on this mirror?
I hate square-bound fucking bugs. Fucking put a staple in there. The shit won't lay flat. I can't be bothered to hold this with two hands.
That doesn't sound like something I said.
You did.
Why would I care about a book?
You were trying to read on the toilet with something draped over your legs, and you couldn't get it. Remember, you were all like, they should sell little wedges that you can, like, chalk the spines with so you can get it to lay flat.
That's not true. I don't think that happened.
Sweep the archives, man. It's all there.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're right, man. Taken out of context, I'm sure all those words exist. You could cobble that together and put it in somewhere. Retcon.
You know what? One thing I was thinking of, no one's going to want this or go for it. I think it's a good
idea. The retcon air?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
No, Spiders by Radio.
What is that?
I don't know. I was just looking, like, see if there was, like, a free streaming service where people could just, like, click us up in their desired listening shoot, and it would just, like...
You stream it or something?
Yeah. We're, like...
You could probably do that.
where we could just dump all the shows and it was just like randomly cycle through. And so I think eliminating that control would make people want to listen to us over and over again and more. Because a lot of times, I know a lot of our...
It's hard to go back into a blog archive and go like, oh, it's this one. Ooh, yeah. How far do I go back?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when it's just thrust into you, you just take it.
Got no choice.
Yep.
Prison style.
Yeah.
That means double onions.
Yeah.
I ain't never even been to one of those joints.
Prison?
Yeah. Prison out burger.
Prison out burger? What? Oh, huh? Yeah. In-N-Out, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You've never been there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Brian.
I know.
It's like they take meat and they put it on buns. And
I like those things. Do they have pickles? That's what I'm really into right now, is pickles.
What?
Yeah, man.
No.
Extra pickles for me.
You know what I pickle,
mean, too. Here, let me tell you. Let you in a little secret. Extra pickles, extra mustard.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm all about the vinegar, you know?
Yeah,
I'm all about
totally.
It's sour. Give me something sour.
I like that.
Everyone's like, oh, ketchup. Put ketchup on everything. That's just sugar. It's sweet. It's good, but that's you don't want that to be your flavor.
A little bit of salt and a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, it's the and to me, like
no,
you know,
we're on the same
ketchup,
team here. You know,
ketchup has vinegar in it. I know, and that's the part that I like.
Coarse ground mustard. That's that coarse ground mustard.
Fuck yeah!
I ate a ton of that yesterday.
Stick my dick in that.
Yesterday, my dinner was two of the Nollar chicken sandwiches from Burger King, and I opened them up.
Burger King. Sorry,
I slathered them, man.
Nice.
In that coarse ground mustard. I love biting those little balls.
Oh, my God. Me too. I like biting those little balls.
Maybe I should rinse off the mustard and just have a little...
Just have the pellets?
Those balls, yeah.
Mustard pellets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you could have those, like, Nerds. The Nerds candy?
Yeah.
Two different ones. You have, like, mustard ball and... What would the other one be? Pickle ball.
What's up? Can I have a robin egg?
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh, you can have mine.
What'd you say, babe? You can have two. But you gotta put your shoes on, okay? And, yeah, you gotta wear your outdoor blouse.
Is the plural of blouse blice?
What's on your nose? Marker? Pen? Ink stick? The blood? Sauce?
Blood sauce.
Okay. Try to lick it off. Yeah. Like that? Is it good?
No. I hate it when you do that.
What? You do something that somebody hates?
Shocking. We'd like to have Allison on the show as a timestamp.
Yes.
That people know we're not lying about it being almost Easter time.
That's true.
How would we lie about that?
James Randi's gay. Hmm?
Yeah. I think everyone already knew that.
I know. I just wondered if you want to talk about it. Like, what makes an old man gay?
I don't think he was gay when he was old. I think he was gay from earlier.
He's announcing older gayness?
What if he was gay this whole time and he just came out as being old? And everyone's like, yeah, we know. We know you're old. It's kind of like that for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. I'm surprised he's still alive.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Okay. Phew.
All right, what else we got? Last update?
I was going to finish fooding it up.
Oh, jeez.
That's sorry. Jeez, fuck, goddamn. I didn't realize you hated food so much.
What?
Yeah. What?
Oh, no, I thought we were going to talk about cheese.
Oh.
Oh, cheese, I said.
Oh, come on.
I did.
Look, I don't want to play this game. I got some of them...
At least I got my boots money when it was starting to be spring.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm, are you done?
Yeah.
Done talking to your damn family? Look, you do that for 23 and a half hours a day. Yeah. All I ask is... No, I got some of those peanut butter and jam M&M's.
What?
Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah. I think I had seen them before, but they were in the bargain bin at the grocery mart for 50 cents, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'll buy those. Wow. They're pretty good.
Please describe.
There's not actually jam in them. It's all dry inside, but it, when you eat it, there's like a nugget of peanut butter, like the, you know, like. You've had peanut butter M&M's, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like a little nugget of peanut butter in there, right?
Yeah.
This one has like around that. Like they're a little, they're fatter. They're big. They're probably the biggest M&M outside of a peanut, maybe.
Okay.
No, wait, almond. No, well, the biggest one without a nut. Yeah. And there's like a weird, like, outer layer, which is the jam, I guess. I don't know how it works, but when you eat it, it definitely tastes like jam. Peanut butter and jam. It's really good. I was shocked. I didn't think I was going to like it. I thought they were going to be gross. And now I don't know if I could ever find another pack.
Oh, no.
It might be gone forever. I don't know.
Any kind of bread flavor going on?
No, you got to provide that yourself. It was a Transformers promo, Transformers 2 promo.
Yikes.
Had Transformers. I know, that's why they were on sale. I liked them, though. And the M&M characters on the front were dressed up as the Dummy Brothers from Transformers 2. Huh. Retardotrons, or whatever they were called.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
The dummy ones?
Right.
Look, I don't want to say the black ones.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. One day you'll see it.
Yep. Yep, probably. One day I'm going to see all the movies that I looked forward to for a little bit and then blew off when they came out in the theaters. I'm going to watch them all in one weekend.
Not for you, but like Spencer's probably going to want to see it one day, right?
Nah, I'm sure he'll have his own... throwback retro movie of a movie to see.
No, but because of Megan Fox, like he's gonna be like 13, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna be like, Dad, let's watch this Megan Fox movie. I'm really into Megan Fox right now. She's retro.
Yeah, I suppose.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yes. That's continue.
No, it's like the same thing. It's like, we'll find you another churm, babe. Don't worry. Or maybe that churm's somewhere in our house.
Churm?
Or maybe it's on the bus. Or maybe you'll find it at school. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it. Do you have your shoes on? Well, there's your charm. Do you have your shoes on?
Do you have your Steve's on?
Are you going to wear your hat today?
Is that the guy's name?
Is it in you? Is it? Where did you leave it if you didn't put it in you?
Just gonna read Twitter while you're doing
that.
I know.
I'm just gonna step. I'm gonna step in it today. This was supposed to be an Allison.
What?
Huh?
What?
You gonna read Twitter out loud? Live tweets?
No.
Tweets live. Your live updates. Let's do it. Come on. Drop that hot twiz.
I don't got none.
I'll read one. No, these are all bad.
Let me read a trending topic from Canada.
Okay.
Here we go. It's really annoying when my phone starts moving slow.
That's good. Ugh.
Okay, so what else we got here? It's really annoying to hear people breathe. Oh,
ooh.
And hearing people eat is the worst. Arg, that's disgusting. It's really annoying when women front about knowing basketball just to fuck with sexy players. We see you. Fuck with sexy players. Do they mean like mess with or actually
intertangle?
Yeah. Okay. It's really annoying when the chicks wax your eyebrows and then put their hand on it to soothe in quotes soothe it. That burns, lmao.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trending topics are the best, dude.
Yeah, give me Mo.
Oh, check it out. Meta. It's really annoying when people point out what's annoying. Oh, wait. Ha, clever. Very good. I'm going to star that one.
Are you?
Followed. You are smart and
you
funny.
You only have a limited number of stars.
No, dude. I use cheat code.
Oh. Okay.
Cody from the Melvins and Big Business and that other band, Murder City Devil, says, going to DW today to get a left-handed footed double kick drum pedal. I ain't scared of no cheater beater.
Do 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 do. It's really annoying seeing folks charge they phone in restaurants and school. What's next, clubs? Yes, maybe that should be next.
Yeah.
You fucking Luddite. People need it for their devices.
I always thought it was pronounced Ludite.
Ludite.
Because the Italians are such notorious technophobes. It's true. That's why their country's shaped like a boot, not a roller skate.
Technophobes.
Technophobos.
Technophome.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Oh, what else we got? Drugs. What is there? What is there else in the world to do? Did we cover it all? You want to talk about cheese some more? Mr. Cheese.
Fucking yesterday, once upon a time.
Yeah.
Went to. Okay, you know when I tried to order them books on Amazon?
Yeah.
You know? For the big hubbub comic book extravaganza Amazon ripoff.
What about this? What about this? Comic strips printed on craft singles.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, they gave me $25 for trying to rip them off.
Sweet. I wish I'd done that.
I know. So then I spent that on some Prismacolor markers there.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
And I had like a couple extra bucks to kill, you know, up there.
Yes.
So I went to the Amazon filler item finder, searched for,
yeah,
low-budge things, and I got...
MP3s of...
In a row on there was three dog collar charms, cubic zirconium letter dog collar charms.
What did they spell?
DEP.
I don't know what that means.
Dillinger Escape Plan.
Oh,
yes, yeah. That's nice. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to put that on my dog collar when I go see that band. People are going to be like, whoa, where did you get that? And I'm going to be like, it's... I got it in limited edition on SpyVersusSpy.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
I thought maybe it stood for double something penetration.
You.
Double ear penetration, right? Because it's
that's
a fucking...
That's what we do.
Yes. Yeah. Damn.
Ow. I'm going to play the celebration noise here. In celebration of that.
What about sadtrombone.com?
I don't have that.
Why not? Why not?
I've got one of those EPCs.
Why? Here, let me do it. Hold on. This right. Maybe it's probably gonna echo for you.
Ready? Good job. I'm gonna go tuck my chicken out of the bus.
And by bus, you mean gut.
Oops.
Hey, everybody. We're back. It's your podcast.